to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo, the director of AGLCA. Today I have Janice Cromer, who is our member services coordinator, with me. We just released two really, I think, really great features to our website, and we realized that we're not always real good about sharing those new features and benefits with our members and with the general visitors to our site. So we thought we would take a little bit of time this morning and just kind of walk you through the details of those new features. But before we officially get started, I do want to take a moment and recognize and wholeheartedly thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, United Yacht Sales of the Carolinas, and Waterway Guide Media. And as always, we encourage all of our listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. Janice, welcome back to Great Loop Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for inviting me. It's great to be back on the air again. Hi, all of you members who still tell me they recognize my voice. So, nice to be back. So, Kim, tell us about the interactive map. What is an interactive map?
It is a map on our website, and it's actually been there for a little bit, but we just made a really, really important enhancement. So it's a map that is available to the general public and to our members, and the enhancement is that it now shows the Great Loop route embedded in the map as one of the layers. So you can go to our website, greatloop.org, and click on the interactive map. It's linked right there from the homepage, is the public version. And from there, you can search for specific towns or specific addresses and see where they fall along the loop. You can zoom in to specific areas that you might be interested in exploring further. And you can look at some distances between some different points on the loop as well. So it's a pretty neat enhancement, especially as it pertains to the Great Loop. You can actually see the route on the map now.
Well, I am just terrible at maps. I didn't realize it actually showed distances. That's a great feature. We often have people ask, you know, about how far is it from Chicago to get down to Mobile. So you can actually use the map for that?
It's not quite as sophisticated as what I think you're probably looking for just yet. Right now it is preset show distances for specific small segments. Kind of between turns in a river or things like that.
Oh,
so to get the
great,
total
though.
Distance from like Chicago to Mobile, for example, you would have to add those numbers together. But that is a great suggestion for a future enhancement, because that's one of the things we're currently looking for, is what else we should do. So thank you for the suggestion.
Well, I have great faith in our members. I think they could probably use a calculator or even add the distances if they had to.
I do think so, yes.
Tell us why the interactive map on a whole was developed.
Well, we initially developed it as a tool to help members find sponsors that were near where they were along their loop trip. And that kind of came out of a suggestion when a member had mentioned to us, you know, it's really hard to determine which sponsor marinas are near where I am at this point, because we had them listed alphabetically on our website. That was a great point. So it initially started as a way to make it easier for loopers to look at the map. Obviously, they know where they are now, and to zoom into that spot and see what sponsors were nearby. But soon after that, we realized there were other things that we could be adding to the tool, not the least of which, of course, is the route itself. But the other public feature that's currently available are events. So there are markers for each event that AGLCA has happening in the future. And you can zoom in on those and see the details and click through to our website for even more information. And we actually do sometimes list other boating events there as well. So it's a general calendar of events for people who love boating.
Fantastic. What else is on that map? So you've got sponsors and you have events.
Yes, and that is the public version. Currently, what they see are sponsors and events, and there's layers you can turn on and off for different categories of sponsors. So if you were looking for a yacht broker, you can find them specifically. They've got different letters on the markers indicating them. Or if you're looking for insurance, you can look for that as well. And then we've got the events. That's the public tool. If you are logged in as a member and go to the members only area and click through to the interactive map from there, you can also see harbor hosts that are near you. So if you are pulling into a port and need to get a haircut or need to have your dog groomed or have any other need that you are looking for a local information or local referrals, harbor hosts are available just about everywhere to give you that type of information. And again, that's for members only, so that is behind the member wall.
The member wall, okay.
Right.
It sounds like the map is pretty sophisticated. Do you have anything planned for the future?
Well, now that the route is in place, and let me just back up for a second. One of the reasons that this is, I think, is such a great enhancement is that all of the other route maps available are static, meaning they're an image. So you really can't zoom in and get additional detail on specific areas. So that's what really makes this stand out from some of the other options that are out there. So now that it's in place, we envision adding lots of different things, and we are looking for feedback on what our members and listeners would find most useful. But we can add layers to that map, so it's possible for us to put markers for historic sites along the Great Loop, or markers for favorite restaurants along the Great Loop, or markers for lighthouses along the Great Loop. It may even be possible down the road for members to take pictures on a mobile device and have them geotagged and uploaded so that a marker can be placed for pictures of the different areas around the loop and people can click on those and explore them. So now that the basic tool is in place, we're really excited because we think there's lots of great information out there that we can add as additional layers. So we're always looking for feedback on that kind of thing. You can email me at krusso@greatloop.org. That's krusso@greatloop.org with any suggestions or feedback you have. We're also looking for suggestions on if there's any information on the map that we need to alter the route a little bit. Sometimes there's local information that people would suggest a change, and we're always open to those kind of improvements as well. The big kind of, in my opinion, gaping hole on the map right now is the Canadian routes, and we know that they're probably more popular than the route all the way to the western end of the Erie Canal, which is what's shown on there now. So that is kind of the next step we're looking towards is those Canadian routes. It's just a different data set. We were more easily able to obtain the waterway data for the U.S., which made it a much easier process to add the routes for the U.S. portion. But we don't want to ignore Canada. We know that's one of the most popular places on the route, and we will be adding those just as soon as we can finagle the data to show it on the map accurately.
And all of this is just available free with your membership for AGLCA.
Yep, it comes along with your already standard membership. So if you're already a member, as we add layers, you will have access to them. If you're not a member, it kind of remains to be seen what will be available on the public map members-only map. Certainly things like member information or harbor hosts where that is member information, we would never put that out there on the public side. And, of course, we want to give our members some additional benefits. So we're not sure what we might add to the public side versus the members-only side, but certainly all of the details that become available will be available to members.
And is there any kind of a time frame for Canada and the next releases, or is that optimistic at this point?
Could probably tell you more about that later today, because we are having a quarterly planning meeting to set our goals and what we think we can accomplish between now and the end of December. So right now I don't know. I am not the technical person, so it's not something that I would even know how to do. So I don't really feel comfortable telling you exactly when we could finish up Canada.
Not a problem. And recognize everybody listening out there. We have our rendezvous this week, next week actually. So the next couple of weeks are kind of crazy for all of us. We appreciate the map, Kim. I think it's a fantastic idea. And I know you've just released another new feature, the Loop Cost Calculator. Can you explain? It sounds like magic to me. How does that work?
Sure. We put that into place to try and answer one of the most frequently asked questions by people who are just learning about the loop or who are considering doing the Great Loop, and that is, what does it cost? That's such a difficult question for me or for anyone really to answer, because that number varies tremendously depending on all kinds of different factors. So the calculator was designed to incorporate all of those factors It's kind of a fill-in-the-blank mode where members can go in and kind of use it to, and it's really just an estimate. But it was designed to help members really start to consider the different choices and how those will affect the cost and start to zone in on what the cost might actually be. So I'd be happy to walk you through some of the details that are included there. But before we do that, I'm just going to take a brief moment and play a message from one of our sponsors. Be right back.
Green Turtle Bay Marina and Resort has consistently been voted a must-stop by loopers. It has earned the coveted five-anchor designation from Quimby's Cruising Guide. This full-service marina features over 450 slips. They are located at mile marker 31.5 on the scenic Cumberland River. Green Turtle Bay is a proud commander sponsor of AGLCA, so join in and find your waterway of life.
And Green Turtle Bay is actually one of the areas that lots of loopers are in right now, so they've been passing through there. So we thank Green Turtle Bay for hosting them and for your sponsorship. So, Janice, you wanted some details on the loop cost estimator? Is that correct?
Yeah, just kind of what type of expenses can you put in and get information on?
Okay, well, there are several different categories that we've put into the calculator. One, of course, asks you for details on your boat, because that is certainly going to have a big effect on your bottom line when you're doing the loop. So we do ask you questions like how many engines, what the horsepower is, things like that. And there's a little bit of a method to our madness there. But we also ask you about your cruising preferences, because this is going to differ greatly and have a big difference on your cost. This is probably the biggest factor, is your preferences. And things that fall under your preferences are things like, how fast do you like to cruise? How many miles per day do you like to travel? How many nights per week do you think on average you would be staying in a marina versus at anchor? Things like that. So that is going to, of course, affect how long it will take you to do the loop. How many times you tie up at a marina, of course, is one of the big costs, as well as fuel. So if you travel faster, you're going to burn a whole lot more fuel than if you're traveling more slowly. So that's probably the key area. But then we do factor in things like any boat payments or boat insurance you might have, any gear or equipment that you purchase to do the loop. Of course, we factor in fuel costs, marina costs, visits home even, boat maintenance, and then some of the expenses that may not be all that different than your life on the land, some of your general expenses like food and supplies or eating out. So that is all factored into that. And it kind of, like I said, lets you start to get an idea of what the cost might be. You do have to know some of the information that you, you know, some of the things you might like. You do need to know how much fuel your boat burns at a specific speed, things like that. But it also lets you kind of estimate the differences between some of those costs, some of those speeds. So it's kind of a neat tool. And this is for members only. It is behind the member wall.
I was going to ask that. Is that for everyone or just members? That's another great benefit. Have you seen many differences in totals that people have submitted? Or is it, I know it's, you know, cruising is such a personal thing, your style and what you, where you like to stay or anchor, but have you seen many differences?
We have seen some huge differences in the submissions that we've gotten. And like I said, the biggest costs are generally tying up at a marina and fuel. So I have seen a submission that was a fairly large boat that was spending most of the time in marinas, and was spending a good deal on eating out. So they certainly intended to go ashore and enjoy the loop in that way by exploring and going to restaurants and things like that. And I want to say their cost was upwards of, you know, $90,000 to $100,000 range. At the same time, we've had another submission, and these are just kind of two examples, but we've had another submission where the it was a sailboat, and sailboats have, of course, lower horsepower engines, so they're more fuel efficient to run when you are running on the engine. So the fuel costs were much lower, and they intended to anchor pretty frequently. So that, of course, brings the costs down as well, and I want to say their total was more in the $20,000 range. So there are huge swings. And again, those are mostly based on just your comforts and your cruising style. So it can be done in lots of different ways. And that broad swing kind of tells you why it's so difficult for us to answer the question of how much will it cost. because obviously there's quite a huge range. But one of the neat things, and this is kind of the second version, the second release of this loop calculator, we are collecting the information that people submit. There's two ways to use it. You can either fill in what you think will be your estimates and print it or store it for your own use, or if you've got actual numbers, if these are numbers you used that you've calculated along your Great Loop trip, you can submit that to us. We're storing that data that's submitted, and the next step will be to make that searchable. So as that database builds, you will be able to go in and search for a, for example, a Katie Krogan, and search kind of on the preferences that you prefer, you know, five nights in a marina, cruising at 5 knots, whatever those preferences might be. As the database grows, you'll be able to pull up actual expenses from people who submitted them for a similar type of boat with similar preferences. So as we collect that information, it'll become more and more useful to others who are looking to plan, because it'll be building this data set, and the more data that's in there, the more likely that you'll find one that's very similar to what your plans might be, and you can really start to get an estimate of the cost based on actual information. So we're really excited and looking forward to that release as well.
Great. And again, this will be for members only. And I guess my only other question is, I know you always encourage feedback. How do our members give us feedback? Again, you mentioned with the map that we should email you. Is that the same case with the calculator?
Yep, that's the best way, is to email me. Again, that's krusso@greatloop.org. I believe there's also forms on our website that you can submit with general questions, and feel free to use those too. Those typically go directly to Janice, but if it's a question that's really something I would answer, she always sends those right to me. So we're pretty easy to reach. You can also feel free to call me. That number is 843-879-5030. We love feedback, so we'll take it any way that we can get it. So whatever you're most comfortable with, feel free to reach out that way.
And you can always just, the simplest way, if you don't want to remember people's names, you can always just email to info@greatloop.org, and somebody will get back to you.
Perfect. That's an easy thing to remember, Jess.
I'm sorry?
I said, perfect. That's easy to remember.
Yes. Kim, you've done a great job with new enhancements for our members. So thank you very much.
Thank you. I hope that they find them useful. And like I said, keep ideas coming, because we try to implement what we can.
Thank you.
We are going to wrap up. I know this has been kind of a short episode, but as I said when we opened, we're not always good about letting everyone know about some of the new things available. So we decided to do that this week. As Janice said, we've got our biggest event of the year. Our fall rendezvous is next week. So this is our last day in the office before we all head out to Joe Wheeler State Park for that. So we are pretty busy today. So we are going to go ahead and wrap up early. We thank you all for listening. Until next time, safe cruising.